Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been going on without our microphone being on, but I want to back up and tell you right now that what we're talking about tonight is squandering or wasting, and especially something like money or something like time. So when we're talking tonight, we're going to be talking about squandering. Squandering. Who? Me? Yes, you. And so I want to back up and share with you, since our Mike was off there for a moment, I want to share with you that what God has given tonight has to do with us squandering what he's given to us. Going about our lives in a reckless manner, a foolish manner, squandering our profits, if you will, sometime on things that don't matter. God is saying to us that he wants us to be mindful of what it is that he's given, because everything God's given is needful for what he has called us to in the journey. So what I was sharing with you in the time that we had our dead space there, so I apologize, was Luke 15, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But what I wanted to share with you is, as I looked up the word squander, it meant being wasteful, just to waste, especially things like money, things like time. Money, yes, you can recoup. Time, we can never get back. So it's very important for us when we think about squandering. And as I was about to share with you, with regard to the story in Luke 15, it has to do, there's several parables shared there, but there's a story about a son, and we're familiar with that because it's called the prodigal son. And as I looked up prodigal, prodigal really means rashly or wastefully extravagant. So it seems as though the scripture is repeating itself when it talks about the prodigal son, meaning someone who's rashly or waste extravagant, being someone then who squandered what he had. So a prodigal person would squander. Okay, so this is what we're going to be talking about tonight, squandering those things that God has left to our charge. Now, we're very familiar with that passage of scripture, and I want to look at it from a different angle tonight because we always talk about, you know, the son who went out and then he came back and the father was waiting, which is wonderful, with his arms wide open, waiting, looking for that son, fell upon him, kissed him, welcomed him back. But I want to think about tonight some of the things that led him to squander and to wander away from what was rightfully his. So the first thing I want us to think about tonight, as we're thinking about squander, who, me? The scripture is saying to us, and the Spirit of the Lord has shared with me, is that what is at the root of this is a lack of trust. Now, that's one way of looking at it, and I want us to look at it that way tonight. So the first thing I want you to think about is trust. So you may say, trust, how did that play into it? Well, I want you to understand that the son had to certainly have trust beyond measure in his father. In other words, to know that this that he asked for was his in the first place. Think about this. The son asked his father to give him his portion of the family estate. He wanted an early inheritance. Well, inheritance, the thing was, it belonged to him anyway. What he was asking for was his, but he had to trust that it was going to be given to him at an appointed time. But something was calling to him away from security of the relationship that he had with his father to cause him to want to tap into what was his in the first place early on, and to take his early inheritance. So he received that early inheritance, and he went off. And the scriptures tell us that he didn't just go off, but he went on a long journey. He went on a long journey, and he went to a distant land. And what did he begin to do? He began to waste. He began to squander. He began to take what was his and squander it on wild living, riotous living, okay? So that's what he did. So first of all, trusting that what was his was going to be secured until an appointed time was something that eluded him. And it can happen to us. I want to call our attention to the fact that God has spoken over each and every one of our lives. God has purposed something for each and every one of our lives. And whatever it is that God has purposed for you and for me, we didn't work for this. We didn't work to earn our salvation. Our salvation comes by faith. The gifts and the callings of God, God has given that to us. God has bestowed that upon us. And now that we are known as the righteousness of Christ, the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, the gifts that God has given to us, and primarily the gift of the Holy Ghost, the one who leads and guides us into all truth, none of this we could work for. When God endows us, when God puts upon us his anointing, that's not something we can work for, but God gives it. So what am I saying here? First of all, God is saying, I want you to trust me as the Father that I have an inheritance for you, an inheritance that cannot fade away. And the thing is that sometimes we get to feeling like it's only for, you know, the sweet by and by after we leave here. But God is saying, no, it's while you're living here on this earth, I want you to enjoy my abundance, but you have to trust me. You have to trust in as much that what I've given to you, what I've appointed to you is yours. It's already yours. But I'm holding to your charge that you would trust me and not squander what I've given to you. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that when the world and even those around us sometimes in settings, Christian settings, see what it is that God has given to us, if we're not mindful, if we're not watchful, we will take those things and squander it. Don't you know that there are times that people really don't put a value upon the giftings that God has given to you, and they'll cause you to squander and to misuse what God has given. And this can lead you to moral and spiritual bankruptcy. Yeah, moral and spiritual bankruptcy. You know, there are examples of that in the scripture where individuals have drifted away from God, they've drifted away from faith, and they've gone back to looking at their own, whatever it is that they can do in and of themselves. And others put a great premium on that. People will use you until they use you up. But what we have to do, the words that I have for us tonight, are to trust and to wait and to guard. So the first thing is trust that what God has given to you is for you. And nobody can stop it. Nobody can block it. But one thing about it is it'll be detrimental to you if you try to release and operate, if you're released and operating in that before the time. And so this is what was happening to this young man. He took what was his, rightfully his, but before the time. And so he did not have the wisdom to operate with what was given to him, and he squandered it. So what I'm saying is God is saying to us that there are many of you who are listening tonight, and great things have been put in your hand, great riches, if you will, riches that belong to the kingdom. But they're being squandered because we have to wait, which is my next word. Trust first and then wait. We have to wait for the appointed time, and it takes wisdom to do that. Wisdom to wait on God and to know when it's time to be released into the anointing that he has given. Why? Because if we're released before the time, we're not operating in our due season, we've not come into maturity with what God has given to us, and so we'll misuse and sometimes abuse the gift that God has given, and on the other side of that, others will misuse and abuse you as you seek to operate in what God has given. So waiting on God is key, and asking God for wisdom is vital. So we're trusting him first, that what he has for us is ours and nobody can take it. And that was something that the prodigal had to make a decision about, because we all have the power to choose. We're blessed with that. So he had the choice to either stay under his father's care or to leave. And he chose to leave. And he went far from home. Sin will take us places. When we're operating in and of ourselves, it'll take us places, and there'll always be people out there who are waiting and willing to take what we have and misuse it and help us to misuse it and help us to squander it. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in that situation where maybe some of you can look back now and say that, well, I was gifted, I used this, and I used that, and people just used me. They used me up because they put no value, they put no premium on what God had given to me. And when I say had given, you know, it's still yours to have. But God wants you to know that he's blessed us with the power to choose. But as we walk this walk of faith, it's just that. It's a walk of faith. We have to trust him because God has an abundance for us. But with what he's given, our abundant life won't look like that if what God has given is being squandered. There are so many of us today who are abundantly blessed, but because we've not operated in wisdom, we have allowed others to cause us to squander what God has given to us. Now, sometimes it's in the form of money. Sometimes it's in the form of our gifts. Yes, some have been blessed in a great abundance with money, but they don't realize, in other words, not that they don't realize mentally what they have, but they don't see the realization of the blessing because others have caused them to squander it. You know, if you can think about situations where people come into a lot of money, and then all of a sudden you got family, friends, people from all around who come, and all of a sudden they have all of these great needs, and they can cause an individual to lose sight and begin to squander the blessing. And before they know it, they've given out everything that they've been blessed with, rather than having the wisdom to know how to invest it, how to put aside, you know, how to seek God for what to do with what he's given. I want you to think about now. Just, you know, we can't do anything about yesterday, but we can certainly learn from our mistakes so that we don't repeat them. But many of us have been in situations where God has abundantly blessed us, but the world has called to us. I think about commercials that say to us, you know, you're worth it. You know, just do it. Go out and buy it. You're worth it. I see commercials like that all the time where people are buying stuff that they don't even necessarily need, and then they'll tag on the end of the commercial, you're worth it. They do that for women in makeup commercials and things like that. You're worth it. But it causes us to have a mentality, and I've even had that mentality sometimes going through the treating myself to a Starbucks. You know, it's like, oh, gosh, I'm paying $4 for a drink. But then I'm like, okay, but I'm worth it. You know, I work every day. But when you think about it and we're saying, God, give me wisdom. Give me to operate in wisdom in what you've blessed me with. Do I need to do that every day? If I would just put back $4 that it would take for that drink every day and then maybe twice out of the month treat myself to the drink, then how much farther ahead would I be? I'm just saying things like that. So I'm just using myself as an example. But I'm saying that God blesses us sometimes in the small areas so that he can make us ruler over many. But he wants us to have the wisdom and to trust him first that what he has for us is for us and nobody can take it. You don't have to ask for what's yours. You don't have to beg and plead with God. You want it now because you see somebody else operating in a gift that, you know, you believe that you have. Well, at that appointed time, it's going to all be released to you in the way that God wants to use you with it. And it won't be necessarily what you see others doing. But something, nonetheless, was calling to this prodigal. Now, remember I said prodigal means the reckless, wastefully extravagant one, rash one. And so something was calling to him that made it look as though, wow, there's more out there. You know, if I just take what's mine now, I can go and enjoy that out there because my father is keeping me from something. Evidently, that should be mine out there. You know, I want what's mine right now so I can go and enjoy my life. Well, God is saying, trust me. Trust me. Because this world will use you until you have no more, and then it'll dump you, just as it did with him. You know, he began then to think of his father. He began to reflect on what the father had done for him. And the Lord is saying to us, no matter what you've done in yesterday, that is not shaping your today. But what I want you to do is realize that God is saying that he's still faithful. And just like he did it then, he can do it again. He wants to redeem the time for us. He wants us to make better decisions. He wants us to begin to trust again and to wait on our appointed times. All of us have to realize that there are seasons in our lives. There are seasons. So many of us, God spoke to me today, could be out of debt right now. But many of us are in debt over our heads. But God, notice I said, but God, we had a series on that. But God, who is rich in mercy, you see, he will give us the wisdom to be able to get out of debt so that we can live free from debt and be able to be a help to someone else. And this is what God is saying in terms of the abundant life. It's not just about money falling from the heavens, but it's about us not squandering what he's already given. It's about us realizing what we already have and making the most use of that. You remember how he said to Moses, what's that in your hand? And he stretched it forth and the waters parted. God is saying, listen, I know what you have. Everything that you have came from me. There's nothing that we have that God didn't give us. You know, there are some who think that what they have is just theirs, just as the prodigal did. It was his to have, but it came from somewhere. He didn't work for that. And so God is saying, listen, what I want you to understand is I have given you the wisdom, Scripture says, to get wealth. You don't have to look to others to do that. You don't have to beg, borrow, steal, none of that. But if you will look to me and if you'll wait on me, I'm going to give you the wisdom to operate with whatever is in your hand. It is enough. What God has given is enough. How do I know that? Because he's promised to supply all of our need. And he's supplying all of our need, not according to our bank accounts, not according to what our jobs pay. But God will supply all of our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's not just a pipe dream. That's not just a wish for the sweet by and by. That's a promise from God. That's someone speaking under the anointing of the Holy Ghost that gives us to know that God shall supply all of our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And there is no lack in God. But let me tell you, it will take sacrifice. It will take sacrifice on our part in the natural to enjoy what God has ordained for us to have in the natural. You want an abundant life? You know, God wants you to have an abundant life, not just jumping, shouting, you know, hallelujah, good time spiritually. He wants us to live as lenders and not the borrower. So that's our natural life. Let's talk natural now. Let's come back down to earth and let's talk natural. God is saying, I've called you to an abundant life where you live right now. You don't live your day shouting, dancing, and speaking in tongues all day long. You have to live this life. We have to be a light to others in this world, and we do that by operating in wisdom and kingdom authority. And that causes us then to have to say no to some of the things in the flesh that would appease our flesh. We don't necessarily need a new pair of shoes every week. I know it sounds good, looks good, all of that, but do we need it? And if we cause ourselves then to come under subjection and we discipline, that's the word I'm looking for, discipline ourselves, we're going to find that God is going to give us the wisdom. God will give us the wisdom to get wealth, and he will show us how to use what's in our hand. And he'll cause us then to triumph. And we'll find ourselves then being the lender and not the borrower. And that's a great place to be in, don't you think? And it's not that you can't enjoy anything in life, but God is saying, listen, it's time to pull this flesh under subjection. It's time for us to become more disciplined. We are disciples. A disciple is disciplined. And we have to realize that, well, where we put our hearts, where we put our stock, is what I mean to say, where we put our stock and our interest, that's where our hearts are. So if our hearts are kingdom-minded, we're not going to invest so much in this world. Let's invest in the kingdom. Let's invest in other lives. Let's invest in doing good for others. Let's invest in coming out of what is holding us back so that we can be of more use to the kingdom. So you can be of more use to go other places and bless other people, you know, so that others can come to you and be blessed. It's a wonderful thing not to operate in a place where there's always lack, because that doesn't reflect the kingdom, and that's not God's will for his people. It is not. I realize that we're not going to all be rich, but being rich is one thing. Suffering lack is another. You don't have to have monetary wealth to have an abundant life. And I wrote about that in the first writing that I did. But what I'm saying to us is this. The Spirit of the Lord is saying, I want you to have an abundant life. I want you to be free from the constraints of this world, you know, where there's a noose around your neck and the lender is calling you and harassing you and threatening you. That's not the life for the believer. And God is saying, I'm going to give you the wisdom to come out of that, but you must stop squandering. You're not a prodigal. A prodigal is one who's wasteful, one who's extravagant, one who's seeking to live beyond their means. If we could take, I believe, a year to just live below our means, Yeah, don't hang up. Don't sign off just yet. I believe God will bring us to a place that we never thought possible if we just live below our means a little bit. You see what I'm saying? Live below. You know, if you go out, you eat out every night of the week, say, well, I'm just going to eat out 3 times a week, and then I'm going to scale that back to maybe twice, and I'm going to scale that back to maybe once, and then it'll be just a couple times a month, and you'll see how then what God has given, then it becomes clearer what's in our hand. When we squander, it's hard to see what's in our hand because it's like carrying a bag of money, a bag of coins with holes in it. That's what it's like when we squander because we have no idea where it went. When we squander, we have no idea where it went. And that's the case with many of God's people who are to be living by kingdom standards. I'm not going to bite my tongue in saying it because I believe the Spirit of the Lord has given it. And you've got to remember it comes to me first. So I can't bite my tongue in saying it, that God is saying, listen, I'm calling you to a higher place. The bottom line is you've got to trust me. Trust me to supply your needs. Trust me to be your provider. Trust me to watch out for you. Trust me to know what's best. You know, trust me. And then wait. Wait for the appointed time. Just know that whatever you have, it came from me in the first place. Know that there are those who are waiting to take advantage of what I've given to you, so don't squander it. Everybody doesn't need to know what you have. You don't have to show all that you have by wearing it on your back. You know, that's something we have to learn in the kingdom because we've been duped to think, you know, numbers in churches, bigger churches, finer cars, titles, positions, all of that amounts to the blessing of God. But it doesn't. It really doesn't. What matters is that we can walk in the wisdom of God. We can operate in the fullness of God and the freedom of God. You know, it's a wonderful thing to go in and see a need and you're able to meet it. You don't have to come back and just scream and cry and, you know, your heart is so hurt and, you know, you're praying, God, you know, bless the homeless. God, touch those who have no food. Well, God said, I left you here for that. Why aren't you blessing the homeless? Why aren't you putting a coat on the backs of some of those who have no coat tonight? Why aren't you doing it? You're not doing it because either you're stingy or you've squandered, you know, and don't have the money to do it. And we're going from paycheck to paycheck trying to make a living, trying to keep the debtor, try to keep the lender off our backs. So what I'm saying tonight is God is saying to us, listen, I'm here for you. Trust me. Wait. Wait for the appointed time, and I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to give you the wisdom to operate with what I've given to you. You know, you don't have to be a prodigal. And then the next thing I want you to do is, once God is saying, once I begin to bring you out, and then once I show you and it becomes clearer to you what I've put in your hand, you've got to guard it. So those are our three words tonight, trust, wait, and guard, because people will take advantage. I'm telling you, God wants us to be on fire for him, and he doesn't want us to be deceived. I want you to think about Revelation 3 and 17. The Spirit of the Lord said, because you say, and he was speaking to the church, because you say, I'm rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. See, God says, and know not that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. Because having the riches of the world and being increased in goods, that doesn't make you great in the kingdom. God is saying, I want you to be a good steward over what I've given you. And the Lord warned that church. He said, I know your works. I know your disposition. And you're lukewarm, you know, because if you were on fire, you would be trusting me. You'd be waiting on me. You'd be looking to me. You'd be guarding what I've given to you and not squandering it on the goods of the world, because that was their boast. That was they were boasting. That church was boasting. It was saying, we're rich. We're increased with goods. We have need of nothing, but they needed everything. They were wretched, miserable, and poor, naked, blind. But God is saying, listen, tonight, you're rich. You're rich in me. Don't let the world lure you into its ways. You're rich in me. And I'm going to show you that what I've put in your hand is more than enough. It's more than enough. So we got to think about, there was a time that we as Gentiles, according to Ephesians 2 and 12, we were without Christ. We were without Christ. We were considered aliens from the covenant of promise. We had no hope. We were without God in the world. Now, I'm saying it in my words, but that's what Ephesians 2 and 12 says. But now God has opened the door for us. It's a door of hope. It's a door of faith. It's a door of love and grace. And it's to anyone who put their hope and their trust in the Lord Jesus. But he died for all of us. But he wants us to know that he paid a great price. We didn't pay for this. He died for us. And what he's saying is, I have died for you, and look at what I've done. I've given you the kingdom. I've given you access to the kingdom. You should not suffer lack. You represent the kingdom in the earth. That's who you are. You're ambassadors. We are ambassadors from another kingdom. We're in this kingdom on earth, but we're praying, God, your kingdom come. And we're a part of that kingdom. We are ambassadors. And God is saying, I want you to represent that kingdom. No longer squandering what I've given. Don't squander the increase that I've given you. Don't squander the gift that I've given you. And I should say gifts, plural, because God has richly blessed his people. Don't hesitate to give, because that's kingdom. This is how we gain in kingdom. We give. It's contrary to the system of this world. But we give in order to get. You know, but God is saying no longer squandering. Be mindful of the situations. Be mindful of the individuals that are causing you to squander what God has so freely given. So these are our words for the hour. We're going to trust. We're going to trust our Father. We're going to wait. We're going to wait on him to say when it's time to move, when it's time to operate in what it is that he's given. And we're going to guard everything that he's given to us. Yes, we're going to set a watch on that. It's fitting. God does it. God says he watches over his word to perform it. He sets a watch over it. And God is saying to us, put a guard over those things that I've given to you. Don't squander. Don't let people just come out of the woodwork and begin to pull on you and take from you, and then nobody is there to give you strength back. Our strength and our help comes from the Lord. We won't squander, but we value the gifts that God has given. We want to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Why? Because he's given us of his spirit. He's given us his word, which is spirit and it's life, and we're squandering it when we don't study it. We're neglecting it when we don't dig into it and find out the mind of God. The mind of God is in his word. And so God is showing us tonight. I can't say to you what your area is, but God's going to show us where we've squandered, where we've squandered what's been given, where we've squandered our time, our energy, our money, our talents, whatever it is. We're free to enjoy our abundance, but God is saying, don't squander what I've given to you. Be good stewards. He's called us to be good stewards over what he's given, because you know why? When we are good stewards, to him who has, more will be given. When we multiply what God has given to us, he'll give us more. Now, that's a principle in the world, too. As you save money, the interest that's compounded on that money is more. But with the things of God, that's a kingdom principle as well, that as you build up for the kingdom, in other words, as you give in, as you're increasing in the things of God, he increases us the more. Why? Because we can't ever outdo God in giving. He's always able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Amen? Well, I've gone a little over the time tonight, but I tell you what, it's just been a joy. It's been a blessing in sharing, because my soul was made glad as the Spirit of the Lord shared this lesson with me. Yes, in some areas we just have to say, ouch, because, you know, we realize that, Lord, we've not been as good a stewards as we should have been, and God's going to begin to reveal to you what those areas are in your life. God's going to begin to reveal to you those gifts that you've put down, and you're not honing them. You're not sharpening them. You're not using your time wisely, squandering time when we could have time in prayer, time in praise, time in reading the Word, squandering it. And before you know it, guess what? The day is gone. Yeah, the day is gone. So you have to guard and put a watch on those things. Don't let people just pull on your time, and you have to set that time aside for God. You know, make time for Him, and watch and see what the Lord will do. He's going to give increase. He's going to give increase, and He's going to give increase in your wisdom so that you'll know how to do what you need to do, so that you'll be an effectual servant, even in life, not just in prayer, you know, not just in preaching, but He wants us to have lives that are effective and lives that bring Him glory. So we want to be good stewards. Amen? Well, listen, we love you on tonight, and we thank God for you. I am just indebted to each and every one of you who join us on Monday evenings, who give us feedback with regard to the Word of God. And listen, this is what I'll say to you. Share with someone else. You know, share the podcast with someone else, maybe who was not able to join. And say, listen, I want to share this podcast with you. I'm going to send it to you. Listen to it when you have an opportunity. All of our shows are archived so people can go back and listen at a later date. Amen? Well, God bless you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us for When Passion Meets Purpose. God bless you. God, we thank you and we bless you for these your people, Lord God. Look upon them, give them wisdom, open up their understanding, God, that we'll walk closer to you, we'll trust you, we'll wait on you, and we'll guard what you put in our hands. In Jesus' name, amen.